Julie, which one are you talking about?
Hi. Well, my response to that one comment is that life finds a way. So whether there's males or females, I think eventually there'll be a way. But
well, speaking as a female, that's pretty cocky comment because there aren't too many males out there looking to, you know, life ain't going to find a way to get me pregnant. I'm sorry. It is not. It's going to have a really hard time. Go ahead, though.
Actually, I was calling about the beaver trivia.
Oh, good. Oh, you know the answer. All right.
I know the answer.
What elementary school did Beaver go to?
Grant Avenue Grammar School.
Beautiful. Yeah, Grant Avenue School.
And they went to Mayfield High.
Mayfield High, yeah.
Mayfield High, yes. And the one that's going to bake your noodle is Where's Mayfield?
Is it in Ohio?
I don't know.
Yeah, I do not know either.
That's the one that's going to bake your noodle.
It's not on. I have the street addresses that they lived at, but I am not sure as to where the location. That's great, Beaver trivia. Oh, that's awesome. I'm going to have to go to the internet. The Lone Ranger is going to search here during the break to try and find where the heck is Mayfield on the Leave It to Beaver show. Okay, maybe we can get an answer to people. Oh yeah, I love that. That's awesome. I could tell you the street addresses they lived at. They originally lived at 485 Mapleton Drive, and then they moved to 211 Pine Street.
Awesome.
Yes, and the Cleaver's house was also used as Marcus Welby's house. Now that is real trivia. Because Marcus Welby's house exterior is the same as the Cleaver's house exterior.
Well, it was a good neighborhood.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Good stuff.
Who was your favorite character on Leave It to Beaver?
I was waiting for you to ask me.
Yeah.
Actually, it was Lumpy.
You liked Lumpy?
Well,
oh,
yeah,
wow.
He's the poster boy for Sloth. He just... he was.
And this okay, it's true.
He was the laziest, unmotivated guy I have ever seen depicted on any show.
What was his real name, too? Because they called him Lumpy, but you remember what his real name was?
I don't. I want to say Lawrence, but I don't think that's what it was.
It was Clarence.
Because
if you remember, Ward would constantly call him Lumpy. And Lumpy's dad was Richard Deacon, who was also on the Dick Van Dyke Show. He was on a ton of stuff, okay? He was
right.
Mr. Rutherford, and I think they worked together. And he would always go, you know, my boy Clarence and your boy Wallace, you know, should get together. He was always formal, and everybody else called him Wally and Lumpy. That was good stuff. I mean, yeah, that's such a great show.
It was.
I have incredible memories of Leave It to Beaver. I don't know if my grandmother used to make me hamburger patties with ketchup on the side, and I would sit down and watch Leave It to Beaver. I had to be not much older than Beaver, I guess. Probably, in fact, certainly younger than Beaver, really, because I was born the same year that it premiered. So, Sputnik baby. But, yeah, I watched that show and just ate on a TV tray and ate my hamburger patties and thought Leave It to Beaver was the best thing all time. So, I really liked that show.
Very cool.
I'll see if I can find out where Mayfield is for you.
Yes, definitely.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Grant Avenue. Did you go to Grant Avenue Elementary School?
No, I did not.
Okay, I thought you might have been cheating on us there. Probably knew it. So, okay, thank you. And we do for a break. We will take a break and be right back with more of your calls after these messages.